I'm Jim Dewey with a view from the tractor brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. Jessica Carlin gives us a year-end review in a moment.
At First Farm Credit Services, we are 100% focused on agriculture and you. Putting our focus on the industry we serve ensures we are providing the best products and services to fit the needs of farmers. We have dedicated team members that understand farming operations and their unique financial needs. First Farm Credit Services is committed to serving agriculture and rural life, which sets us apart from others. Make First Farm Credit Services your first choice. Call me, Jessica Carlin, at 222-4000 today, or stop by our new location at the corner of 54th and State.
While Harvest 2016 is just wrapping up, First Farm Credit Services Vice President Jessica Carlin says farmers are at the same time planning for 2017.
So I guess one thing that I would say along those same lines, I know that it's a little bit more enjoyable to work on the production side, like picking out the seed and working through some of that sort of thing for farmers. But I would encourage people not to wait until the very end of the year to kind of put together where they think income and expenses are for the 2016 year for crop and livestock. And if needed, to go ahead and set up an appointment with your accountant if you think there are things you need to discuss with them ahead of time. We also have normally quite a few phone calls towards the end of the year for people who may want to set up additional little operating notes or things like that to prepay. I also think it's important to go ahead and communicate with your accountant and your lender if you think you're going to need something prior to the end of the year.
Sure, and time to start planning that risk management for 2017.
A few things I would just encourage people to think through as they're putting together their year-end information. Is there anything else they could do as far as risk that is related to interest rates? Are machinery and equipment, intermediate term debt, as well as real estate loans, are they on fixed rates while rates are still pretty low, historically speaking, right now? All of these things have some volatility factors involved, obviously, nowadays. So anything you can do to take out some of that risk there as far as interest rates go, I think is a good thing. Also, as far as production risk goes, this is a pretty good time of year to at least start thinking about marketing programs, especially if you still have some old crop bushels left over from 2015 on hand, as well as crop insurance. I know the deadline isn't until March 15th of next year, but kind of keep that in the back of your mind as well.
Also, of course, taxes are coming up. It's the end of the year, and you've got to have everything ready. You need to make sure you're balanced at the year end.
Sure. And as you're working through the tax return information that we talked about earlier, I'd also encourage every operation to put together a year-end balance sheet. So as of December 31st of each year, if you can kind of put together a year-end balance sheet of where your assets and your liabilities are, it gives you a really good snapshot as far as trends go and timelines through the years. You can match those up with your tax return year so that you can see, okay, in 2016 my income was this level, but I carried so many bushels over, which I can see from my balance sheet. So I think that encouraging people to do that year-end balance sheet is really important too. And it's also for their own education because they can look at trends that way at the same time each year from year to year.
And that's View from the Tractor brought to you by First Farm Credit Services. For all your operating loan needs, see Jessica Carlin at First Farm Credit Services. I'm Jim Dewey.